Faith is God's invisible creative force. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of the things we do not see, the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the physical senses. When it becomes real fact, then it belongs to you. Thank you, Dave. When it becomes real fact, then it belongs to you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the title deed.
Amen.
It's mine. All of this entire 11th chapter has to do with this creative force in the lives of all the people up to there. Faith. God started it in faith, and Malachi was ministering in faith when he finished it up. Praise God. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. By faith, Abel offered to God, unto God, a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, he offered it.
Yes.
He did it by faith.
Amen.
Well, what does that mean? He had come to that place there where in his inner man, that this powerful force was so alive in him that he gave God the best he had. Don't get the idea now that Cain was in trouble because he didn't have a lamb.
No.
That's not right.
No, that's right.
Yes, sir.
He maybe could have bought one from Abel, but that wasn't the issue.
No, that's right.
He's a farmer.
Yeah.
But if you study it, He was taking God the nubbins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you're not from a country, you don't know what that is. That's when you keep the best corn and give God the nubbins, the runts.
Praise God.
I was very impressed with what Oral Roberts said. His family were corn farmers. And his dad told his boys, he said, "Now, boys, we take the best of this crop, the best we have, separate the best and biggest ears of corn, put them aside. We're not going to eat those. That's our seed corn.
Amen.
We're going to sow the best. We take the best corn and sow the best seed."
Yes.
Because he said, if we keep sowing and if we eat the nubbins and keep sowing the best, within 5 years, the nubbins will be as good as the best was 5 years ago.
Amen.
That's what faith will do to your crop.
Wonderful.
Particularly if you're tithing.
That's right.
And you give him the best.
Yes.
And he said, now that's the way God does things.
Yes.
He gave us his best.
That's right.
The very best. And he did it by faith.
That's right.
Well, how can you say that? How can you say God gave Jesus by faith? It says he did.
Yes, sir.
He gave his only begotten son so that many sons could come to glory. He planted him as a seed. If he had no plan for a seed, then it was a murder.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's right.
It was a seed.
It was a seed.
It was. Praise God.
And it worked.
Glory
to God. It got me.
Yeah.
And it got you.
Yeah. It worked.
Amen.
And a lot more of them are coming.
Hallelujah.
More now than ever before. So now, let's flow here for a little bit. Faith offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. and by it he being dead yet speaks. His faith offering is still speaking. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. You know what he did? He did what God said. He just simply did what he said. Now, the war was on in the Garden of Eden. God made a statement. Now, after that, anybody that looked like they were a prophet or anything of God, Satan set out to kill them. Prophet after prophet after prophet. But he didn't get this one. Because he pleased God. But he had that hanging over him. There's one coming. There is one coming. And Satan never sleeps. So this is on him night and day. He stoned the prophets, but one day, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And now he had a target. He knew who it was. He knew who it was. Praise God. That was the prophet he was after. And he went after him every way he could think of. And it didn't work. And it didn't work. And it didn't work. And then all of a sudden it did. Can't you know Satan's saying, wonder what I did right? Yeah. All of a sudden he's doing these dumb things. He's just walking into this.
Yeah.
No, you walked into it, dumb. Boy, you are a sucker. Because had the princes of this world known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. I guess not. Glory to God. Amen. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing where he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Glory. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Now listen, here's why. Because she judged him faithful. Because she judged him faithful. What does that mean? She just believed what he said.
Yes, amen.
Most people don't realize what faith did there. They weren't two old, wrinkled up, ugly people having a baby. They weren't old and wrinkled up anymore.
Come on, that's right.
Their youth was renewed.
Right. Yeah.
You go look at the timeline.
Yes, sir. Come on now. Yes,
there were men chasing after Sarah.
That's right. Yes, sir.
More than they chased after Sarah.
That's right.
That's right.
Ooh, they were after her.
Come on, sir. Come on.
That's good.
Sarah died. Abraham remarried and had six more children and lived to be 175 years old, and then he left.
Right.
Come on.
And he was dead when he started.
Yeah.
Come on. He considered not his own body now dead.
So good.
You know what it said?
Yeah.
Old man, you don't count.
Yeah,
and he turned around and said, old woman, you don't either.
Right.
We have a promise.
Yes.
Come on.
So good.
So come here, sweet thing. Woo! Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, don't you know Isaac was a fine-looking young man?
Yes.
Had to be. Had to be. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and the sand by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, not having seen them afar off, persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to return. Let's talk about that a minute. The Bible said Daniel had a spirit of excellence in him. A spirit of excellence. What is an excellent spirit? Jesus' ministry, a ministry of excellence. And the word came from the excellent glory saying, this is my beloved son. Listen to it. An excellent spirit refuses to compromise. An excellent spirit does not say, well, I wonder if I'm healed or not. No, no. An excellent spirit said, well, what saith the Lord? What is his account?
Yes, sir.
He shed his blood. That settled it.
Amen.
That settled it. The moment, the very moment, picture in your mind, Mary thought he was the gardener. But when he called her by name, she knew him. But he said, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father.
Right.
So now you go to the book of Hebrews and you find out what happened. He had to appear before the heavenly of heavenlies.
Yeah.
And his blood had to be ministered to the heavenly utensils of worship and cleanse them from Adam's sin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
He had to appear to the Father.
Yes, sir.
And be accepted.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Then he came back.
Yes, sir.
The moment he stepped out of that throne room,
yes, sir,
when God's scepter was pointed to him,
yes, sir,
we were saved.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Oh. Well.
That moment, we were healed.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Glory. Come on, come on. That moment, glory, that finished the devil,
yeah,
off.
Hallelujah.
That finished him.
Yeah.
That finished off,
praise,
Adam's deal.
Yes.
It was done right then.
Hallelujah.
It's over.
Glory.
Amen.
God said, that's enough.
That's it.
Turn all the judgment over to him. I retire. I've done my thing.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I created it all.
Yeah.
I gave it a big spin and got it going.
Hallelujah.
And can't you hear God saying, I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I had to put up with the devil and all of this over all these thousands of years,
yes,
to get that law book into the land.
Yes. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
When Adam killed, when Cain killed Abel, it wasn't against the law.
Mm.
It is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was right after that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
But that law book had to be written.
Yes, sir.
And once it was finished,
yes,
Jesus was born. That first book, that first covenant was finished.
Yes.
Jesus was born right on time. Micah prophesied it. 715 years. What Micah said controlled armies, controlled the heavens, mm-hmm. controlled the constellations, and on the proper moment, that star in the east began its journey. And 2 years later, it showed up over Nazareth.
Praise God.
Glory to God. That little two-year-old boy was on his way.
Amen. Glory.
And the moment that he sat down at the right hand of the Father and became the Lord Advocate General Commander-in-Chief of heaven and earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he is the author of our faith.
Yes. Come on.
And the developer of our faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, where are we here? I like this. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Now I want to spend some time right here in these couple of three verses here. He was tried. He received the promise, offered up his only begotten son. Now, that phrase is in there for a purpose.
Yes, sir.
Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Now, look up that word figure. It's the word parable. He found it. Somehow, he found it in that covenant. He had a vision of it. He saw it. I'm the father of many nations. Now, I'm going to do what my father, what my covenant partner has asked me to do. I'm going to sacrifice him. But somehow or another, he's going to raise him up out of these ashes because this is my seed here. I am the father of many nations, and he's the next in line.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the reason he spoke by faith. And he's going up on that mountain for a sacrifice, and he tells the guy that's with him, hang around here, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
My son and I will be back.
That's right.
And he already knew what he's going to do.
Yeah, yes.
That's right. Already knew.
Yeah. Man, I mean, he raised the knife. God foreseeing that the day would come that Jesus would say, let this cup pass from me. No. He can't. He is covenant of blood obligated because his blood covenant partner, he said, as for me, my covenant is between me and thee. Now, Abram didn't have to accept that, but he did. He said, all right. And he took the name change and called himself the father of many nations. Now, that name, he put that H in the middle of it. The H is Hashem, the name. It's the H in Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. He put his name right in the middle of his, and he knew it. I'm going to have that son, and whatever he wants out of him, it's his. This boy belongs to him.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If it hadn't have been for this covenant, I couldn't have had a child. I'd have died in a few years if it hadn't been for this. My wife would have, too. We'd have gone.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's good.
But it was his only begotten.
Yes.
And God knew it.
Yes.
And he said, no, that's far enough. Not that's good. That's good. It was settled right then. So now it was settled again in the throne room of God when the books were closed on that first covenant. And now Jesus on his way to paint a picture of the true Father, really who he really is. He's been lied on and lied about all those years. He is total goodness. There's no darkness in him at all. None. Total goodness. And Jesus manifested him in the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And gave us the same faith.
Yes.
The same faith with which Jesus went to that cross.
Yes.
The same faith with which God created the universe.
Yes.
Is living in us.
Yes.
Now what are we going to do with it now?
Yeah.
It's time for increase.
Yes.
It's time for the increase in all things in ministries of Jesus.
Yes.
We're there. And it's time for it to happen.
Amen.
Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. But how do you make abundance a reality and a part of your everyday life? Learn how to access and release the same faith of Jesus Christ with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Faith in the Heart of a Believer, so you can see God's promises come alive in your life. You've been set free from the whole curse, which means Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, healer, and provider. Discover the spiritual strength that comes from not only hearing and speaking the word, but meditating on it so that your mind is transformed. Just like you took hold of salvation in Christ, you can use your faith like a tool that reaches out and takes hold of the goodness of God. Step out of confusion and into the faith-filled realm of being fully persuaded of God's promises. Turn loose the force of faith inside of you and live in the freedom and wholeness God has for you. Order your free copy of Faith in the Heart of a Believer, a CD series by Kenneth Copeland. As you release the powerhouse of faith in your heart, it will not only change your life, it will also change everything and everyone you encounter. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-78-7310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I am Michael Bang, and I am from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. My wife, Vicki, and I, we have three children, and we have seven grandchildren, which is even better than the children. And we've been in Sioux Falls 41 years, pastoring a faith family church. We've got six people in our church. They're still in our church that were instantly delivered from meth. I had a guy who just come to church a couple times. He was a weightlifter. Unbeknownst to me, they were smuggling drugs into the Sioux Falls. And he smuggled $500,000 worth of ecstasy into Sioux Falls through the mail and got busted. And the thing that saved him was that he said the moment he got to the box to open it up, take the drugs, he said something inside said, don't do it. And I know it was God, and he turned around. Of course, they arrested him. And so here he is up at the local prison. So I went up there, and he's weeping, you know, because, I mean, he knows he's done. They wanted to give him 25 years. So I prayed for him, and he received Christ in his life. Man, he sold out to God. And I mean, sold out. So he came to stand up for another couple who I was getting married in church, a private wedding. There was only four people there, and they were the witnesses. And I looked at him, and he weighed 280 pounds. I didn't even know him, but this Randy. I said, Randy, you need to make a woman out of this lady and marry her. They walked out of the church, and his girlfriend, Melissa, said, who is that little punk talking to you like that? Well, anyway, I ended up marrying both of them. And that was 21 years ago, and today he's my associate pastor. That's the reward of ministry. If it wasn't for the life-changing power of God's word, it would be easy to go do something else. That is what Brother Copeland has put within us. He's taught us that we can stretch our faith and believe for the impossible. And so I told our congregation, I said, we are not going to be sown into poverty. We're sowing into success. Because you do become what you behold. You plant into good ground. And Brother Copeland's ministry is good ground. It's rich soil. Because we believe in their mission. We believe in their success, and that's just not not just financial, but the success of reaching people, encouraging people, building people up. Because if the church is going to make a difference in the world, it's got to be built up. It's got to be strong, right? It can't be weak in faith and or full of fear. There's probably 250 churches in Sioux Falls. It's a town of 230,000 people within the city limits. Everybody has a different perspective on the Word of God. But one thing I have found, and this is so important, sound doctrine is the most important thing. And I really believe with all my heart, it's these men that have been taught teaching the Word of God, the Word of faith for 50 years, you know. Those are the people. Now, it isn't just what they have naturally, it's what they have spiritually. And it's seen in their lives. But praise God, they stick to the Word of God, they stay strong in the Word of God. And if I want to encourage anybody, be go with people, stay with people, run with people who have that kind of spirit. Because you will follow them to your victory. You will follow them to your victory, praise God. Amen. Your breakthroughs, whatever you need in life.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. This week on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Brother Copeland is teaching us about living by faith and walking in love. Each day, we're seeing a testimony from one of our partners sharing about their journey of faith and the miracles and manifestations of God's goodness that they've experienced in their lives. Let these stories encourage you to know and believe the love God has for you. Michael shared with us that we can follow Jesus to our victory. And as we develop our faith and grow in the things of God, we can believe God for the impossible. It's exciting to live in the life-changing power of God. Let me pray for you. Father, hear the words of your servant today. I pray on behalf of everyone viewing this program that you move in their lives according to your will. Show your mercy and your goodness. Open their hearts and mind to hear your voice and receive all that you have for them in Christ Jesus our Lord. I call them blessed beyond measure, healthy and rich with no sorrow. Today is the day of your miracle working power demonstrated in their lives. Amen. Remember to request your free gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Faith in the Heart of a Believer. Learn to receive faith and receive heavenly and earthly resources to meet your needs. This is a great addition to your faith library. Go to kcm.org to receive your free copy today. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.